This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? And we want to know. It's not just the name of the show. It's the game of the show. That's clever. I just thought of that. 1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Or you can text at 701-226-8503. We're brought to you in part by MyPillow. Mike Lindell invented a pillow, since he couldn't find decent pillows himself, so he created one. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It helps you sleep by supporting your head and neck. Mike is not just about making a wonderful pillow, though. He created the Lindell Foundation because he was tired of large charities, corruption, and waste, and feels people should know where their donations are going. The Lindell Foundation covers all overhead costs, so 100% of any money you donate goes directly to those in need. Meanwhile, your need of a great pillow or much, much more, promo code Scott at 1-800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com or 1-800-506-9028. Promo code Scott up to 50% off your order. 7 after. It's What's in Your Mind. Scott handed off today. Daryl Lee's phoning it in today, literally.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, fantastic. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. I tell you what, I'm playing dual purpose today. I am coming to you from the McKenzie County Fair in Watford City, North Dakota. And right now they've got their 4-H livestock show that just started, and they've got the second class of pigs in the ring, so you might hear some background noise from people talking on speakers or pigs squealing even today, Todd.
And they're not necessarily Daryl's racing pigs that are squealing, then, is what you're saying.
No, but there's some related genetic stock there to some of the kids purchased their project from us this spring, so it's,
okay.
We might prospect, too. We'll see which ones go running across the ring today. But, wow, talk about some news headlines that were made yesterday with the resignation of Pruitt. We can talk about that today. The other thing is, call in and, you know, if you're a seasoned past 4-H or FFA member, tell us about your experiences at fairs. Let's keep it a little light today, too. Also, we won't get real heavy into the political or policy things unless people want to go that direction. But let's keep it light. It's Independence Day week. We're rounding out the end of the Independence Day week here and the freedoms we've enjoyed. And one of the freedoms is to, you know, have our kids involved in different youth organizations and involved in agriculture. And so if you got a story, a remembrance of years past and fairs gone by that you've been involved in a memory, call and share them also. But, yeah, we can talk about the Pruitt thing. We can talk about, you know, whatever else is on people's mind. And a couple guests lined up today. We'll be talking at the bottom of the hour about, the dollar value and how that will affect agriculture. And then at 10:30, we'll talk about the Botno and Renzo County event coming up next Tuesday, of which Scott will be live from their annual meetings and membership drives from the Farm Bureaus up there in Botno and Renzo County. So short on guests today, but we did that on purpose so that folks can call in. And maybe I'll grab one of these 4-H kids throughout the show here, too, and see what they had to say about their projects here today, too, Todd. What do you think about that?
That sounds like a fantastic idea. We're going right to the source today.
You bet. So, people, don't be shy. I know there's going to be people want to weigh in on the Pruitt resignation and Trump accepting his resignation yesterday. Like I said, that kind of grabbed the headlines later in the day yesterday and this morning. So things like that are, pretty important to talk about. And, Mr. Wheeler, the now acting administrator coming in there, I think is going to be, maybe not even just a little bit better than what, Scott Pruitt was, and still a watchdog when it comes to regulations and trying to turn back regulatory things that are burdensome, especially for those of us involved in agriculture and energy in North Dakota. Those are the two big here. So
So why are so many Democrats basically saying, well, good riddance then, so glad Pruitt's gone? It seems like if this is as good or better a move as far as the EPA goes, then Democrats really aren't gaining other than seeing the guy that they've been, you know, it's been driving them crazy go away.
Well, so you know,
Republicans shouldn't worry then because they're still going to get what they need.
Yeah, Pruitt was a little more flamboyant in that office, probably, and created some of these headlines himself and, you know, maybe give them a little bit too much talking points. So what they're excited about from the left is, oh, wow, look at this. It's just another chink in the armor of President Trump. But you know what? This is President Trump probably had very serious conversations with Administrator Pruitt. And, you know, this was a result of probably a lot of discussions there. And, you know, this is one thing that President Trump's not afraid to do is replace people or have people step down that are maybe interfering with progress in their job or not doing their job correctly or whatever it may be. We didn't have that in the last administration. They would just look the other way. In fact, the media would look the other way when there was issues. So, you know, this is just something they're trying to throw at to stain the reputation of President Trump more than anything because, yeah, I think Wheeler is going to be one heck of a good you know, acting administrator, and who knows, maybe he'll be named the permanent administrator of EPA. We don't know for sure yet.
Because if you believe the rhetoric that's getting reported anyway, coming out of the left is, well, finally, good riddance, we got rid of this guy. Well, it doesn't sound like anything's really going to change, which is good for Republicans, like I say, but for Democrats, other than getting rid of the guy that was annoying the heck out of you, you're not really gaining anything, so I don't know why you're celebrating.
Yeah, let's put it this way. It's good for American businessmen and workers because burdensome regulation is what drives jobs away from this country. One of the things, taxes are another thing, but we fix them, hopefully, keep more jobs here. But, you know, it is one of those things that drives, you know, the ability for people to hire folks or not hire folks based on their regulatory costs or expand their business to hire more folks. So, having someone in that position that understands the regulation needs to be addressed and reformed and burdensome overreach needs to be removed, that's positive for the American people.
What the heck are we hearing in the background there?
We're hearing the placings going on here.
Oh,
at
we're getting the play-by-play.
Yeah, we're getting the play-by-play. A white barrel came out and won this class, so.
I was worried you were doing your shopping when you said you were actually at a county fair, but you're actually doing some shopping or something. And in line aisle 3 right now, we have a special going on.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, maybe that background noise there of the judge talking on the speaker roll is stimulate a few thoughts as to, like I said, some past 4-HFFA members. Share your experiences as of county fairs. You know, it was about a year ago the first time that I guest hosted for Scott. And, Todd, do you remember I had them young ladies on talking about their 4-H projects and their projects that they were doing? One was from Renville County, another one out from Stutzman County. And
yeah.
So I thought, you know what, let's stay with that same theme. It's like almost exactly a year. Let's kind of focus on that, but not be afraid to talk about a few politics and policy along the way here also.
The 4-H's stand for what, Texter says?
The 4-H's stand for, well, hey, let's see if anyone can call in and give us the correct answer, Scott, because I'll be in studio on Monday. I'll bring a package of meat in if someone can call in and tell us what the 4-H's stand for. How's that sound?
You're talking to Todd and not Scott, right?
Oh, Todd. I'm sorry, Scott.
That sounds like a great idea.
I'm sorry to Todd that I called you Scott. So there.
Ironically, my whole life, whenever my name's been wrong, it's been Scott. So, but at least now I'm working around as Scott, and I can just write it off to that. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What do the 4-H's stand for? And by the way, Daryl's racing pigs, racing pig meat is good meat, whichever part of the pig you're getting it from.
Yeah. It'll be a good package worth $30, $40, $50 maybe. You get some bacon, some sausage, some pork chops in there. So call in and tell us what those 4-H's are. If we first caller that can do that.
And by the way, if you leave it in our freezer long enough, Todd just might steal it. Just so you know, we got one of them didn't. There's one that hasn't picked it up yet, and I'm thinking, you don't want it. I mean, I'll be glad to take it off your hands here.
Wow.
Or we could donate it to the soup cafe here or something, because there are some worthy organizations. Katie from Bismarck, do you know what the 4-H's stand for?
Hello?
Hi there.
Okay.
Hey, Katie, do you have an answer for us?
It's Judy, it's not Katie.
Oh, sorry. My screen says Katie on. Katie, Judy, tell you what, the music means we got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll get the whole name thing situated here, and we'll get to the bottom of all this.
All right.
Or What's in Your Mind is on the way here. Stand by.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hey, it's Scott Hinnon here from What's on Your Mind with a little advice. Buy this book, the book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thousen Story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy, from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Gary Thousen's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do was work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Thorleson took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thorleson Story. You'll love it.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If I don't see you. I was just about to ask what in the world we're listening to, and then I remembered our old Frank Friday track is still probably in the player, so. Because it's not that typical pick-me-up you might like on a Friday, but we were doing Frank Friday for some time. Wow. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. It is brought to you in part by Watford City. Get fired up for the 15th annual Best of the West Rib Fest. Put this on your calendar Friday, August 10th. Bring back the VIP tent, a great concert on Main Street, plus ribs, ribs, ribs! Recently announced, our entertainment lineup, Cody Charles Band, Craig Morgan, and Party After Dark with Wayland. More coming up, Watford City, 21 after the hour, Todd Mitchell. Daryl East is in for Scott Hennin today, and we're back with, I believe we have the name right now, Judy, and we're talking about what the four H's stand for. Are you calling for that, or is there something else on your mind today?
Nope, that's what I was calling for.
Okay, the four H's.
They stand for, I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, and my country, I think.
That's wow, look at that. She recited it, not just what the 4-H's stand for, but she used them in the 4-H pledge. Correct? Correct? Correct. Good job, Judy. Judy, were you in 4-H at one time?
Yep, 40 years ago.
So what's your fondest memory of your fair or achievement days when you're in 4-H?
Oh, just wonderful. And I got a chance to relive them just last week or I think a couple weeks ago. I went to the Ward County one. My granddaughter entered her dog and a bunch of baking things. My grandsons did some things, too. So it was really fun and brought back a lot of memories.
Very good. Very good. Judy, where are you from?
I'm originally from Deering, Minot area, from Bismarck now.
Okay. Okay. Well, on Monday, after the show on Monday, I will bring in the package of sausage, bacon, and pork chops. And after the show, anytime after the show, you can pick it up there. And we'll make sure, Todd, we get her correct name, or Manny, we get her name and phone number. So we got a contact on that. And thanks for calling in, Judy, and reciting the 4-H pledge.
Yep, it was a great part of my life, and I think it taught me a lot. It's a great program for younger kids. It's really good for them, I think.
Well, and it's, you know, it's adapted over the years. It's what started out as a very direct agricultural youth program has now moved into, like, robotics and things like that.
Yeah.
And a lot of the tech things, so it's expanded and adapted, but its base is still in agriculture. And that's one of the things, you know, it's a positive youth program, and it helps expose more and more kids to different things that they have opportunities in with agriculture, and adding the technology part into it too is a good adaptation that they've done over the years. So thanks for calling in, Judy, and thanks for reciting the 4-H pledge.
Sure.
Anytime. Okay, we'll have Mandy get some info from you here. We've got Laura from Beulah. What is on your mind?
Yeah, I was calling in for the 4-H pledges, or
oh,
for the 4-H's as well.
Did you know the whole pledge?
I did.
Look at that, Daryl. Two people right away had the whole thing.
Yes. Yes, Daryl, it is.
So you guys are getting ready for your fair coming up next week, aren't you, Laura, there in Beulah,
yep,
the Mercer County Fair?
Yep, we kick off on Thursday.
Yeah, so what's your favorite memory from when you were younger and involved in 4-H and those programs and at the county fair or the state fair?
Lifelong friends from going to fairs. I started going to fairs, and Daryl, same age you were, probably 8, 9 years old.
Right.
Maybe before that, because my brother's older and we went to fairs. Yeah, lifelong friends.
Yeah, and see, that's the other thing. It's the network that you create for the future that's very important. It's not just the lessons learned at the time, but it's that network of friends and business acquaintances and possible business partners into the future. And them are the things that are very positive about a youth program like 4-H and FFA and very positive things. And then it's nice to see that we still have fairs that make a commitment to that. I know the Mercer County Fair over there, Laura, does a good job of trying to promote it and then promote bringing in kids from across the state with their projects besides for the additional junior shows. So keep up the good work over there in Mercer County, and thanks for calling in today, Laura.
Thanks, Daryl.
All right, 25 after. Lines are clear for you, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228. 800-516-0550. Daryl on the road today.
It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day in Watford City at the McKenzie County Fair. And you read the promo coming into this segment, Todd, about other events in Watford City here. And, you know, they've been, this community and area up here in oil country and ranch country has been a good sponsor of What's On Your Mind. And so it's nice to see that, you know, there's that support from across the state for a very important program for people to call in and say what's on your mind, talk about what's on your mind. So Todd just said the phone lines are open, so you call in, we'll talk about what you want. But the question of the day is what is your experience that you most remember from your time in a youth program of 4-H and FFA at your county or state fair? So that's the question of the day, but we'll talk about anything that's on your mind. And like I said, coming up at the bottom of the hour, going into the 9:30 segment, we're going to talk about, you know, the dollar value and some of that stuff and how it can be positive for agriculture. And that's kind of interesting, you know, when we talk about these trade and tariff talks and things like that. We've got, you know, currency manipulation going on in countries and different things that cause that. And how can our dollar value be positive for agriculture? That's an interesting topic and doesn't get enough discussion and doesn't get talked about enough probably. But it does make a difference. Sometimes as much as tariffs make a difference is the value of our dollars. So that'll be interesting to have that discussion coming up at the bottom of the hour. So Todd, is there like sun shining or is it cloudy in Bismarck right now? Because the sun is shining beautiful up here in Watford City.
Yeah, we did have some showers come through. It looks like the sun's trying to beat down now. And from here on out, it's certainly expected to be a much more sunshiny and calm affair, albeit a somewhat warm day tomorrow. And in fact, warmer weather for the next few days, although tomorrow could hit triple digits here, 100.
Wow, that sounds like a good day for air conditioning to me.
Yeah. Might be back in the 80s Monday, but yeah, we'll sit a couple of days of 90 coming up, but yeah, 100 tomorrow, 90 today. But at least from here on out, though, it looks like plenty of sunshine. We've had enough dramatic weather over the last much of this week, so hopefully we're done with that for a while.
Well, and speaking of that, you know, and we're going to be talking with Pete Arts coming up at the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour at 10:30 or so. But, you know, up in their area, there's areas up there in that Sherwood area, up in the Renville County, Bottineau County area, that has had 12 inches of rain total in the last about 8 to 10 days. And there's major devastation going on up there in the agricultural community. Fields where crops are going to be drowning out. You know, they were looking pretty promising and pretty good. And, you know, and that area up there has dealt with a lot of
water. Hold that thought. We've got more coming up. What's in your mind? More on the way.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 days until his summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and President Trump fires back at critics who say the president's not prepared for that one-on-one meeting. He speaks at a rally in Montana last night.
We're all fine. We're people. Well, I'd be prepared, totally prepared. I've been preparing for this stuff my whole life. They don't say that. They don't say that.
However, when it comes to that latter nation, a trade war is officially underway. This morning, the tariffs the president
president's been promising on $34 billion worth of Chinese products kicked in, and China released a statement immediately saying it will be retaliating, though it hasn't detailed how. In Thailand, a diver has died while working on the rescue operation of 12 boys trapped in a flooded cave. The Thai diver taking supplies to them when he died of a lack of oxygen. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Steak supper should grab your attention, right? North Dakota Farm Bureau, Bono County Membership Drive Annual Meeting. Get this in your calendar. It's this coming Tuesday night. Antler Memorial Park, Bono County Annual Meeting, Bono Renville County Membership Drive. Prospective members welcome, no obligation. Current Farm Bureau members encouraged to bring a non-member. Special guests will be announced. Thanks to sponsors Northern Plains Equipment, Case IH, Gooseneck Implement, Green Egg Services, Mohall, Borgo Industries, and Hefty Seed Company in Mohall. Tuesday night, 5 to 8 p.m. Central, Antler Memorial Park. 27 before the hour, it's What's in Your Mind. I'm Tillett Mitchell. We're at 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Daryl A's in for Scott Hennin today.
Well, I'm phoning it in, as Todd said earlier. I'm up here at the McKenzie County Fair up in Watford City. And so it's glad to be with you today, sitting in for Scott Hennin. I am Daryl East, president of NDFB, and taking in the 4-H livestock show up here. But now we're going to take a break here from the 4-H theme for a little bit, and we're going to talk about the how the dollar value can be positive for American agriculture. We have Jeff Berry coming on with us. Jeff, are you with us today?
Hi there, Daryl. I'm here. Yes, I am.
Very good. So share with the folks your position there and what your organization does, and then share with us how you think that the dollar can play a positive role in agriculture.
Sure. Happy to. Thank you for the opportunity. I am an economist, and I am the research director with the Coalition for a Prosperous America. We are a nonpartisan group in Washington that advocates for improving the U.S. trade balance in order to rebuild agriculture and manufacturing in the United States and restore American prosperity to what it once was. And we speak for 4 million Americans. We've got manufacturers, farm groups, rancher groups, and labor unions, all part of our coalition. And as you say, we are very focused on a key issue for American trade, which is the value of the dollar. I published an article a few days ago, which basically did a survey of academic economist literature showing that going back to the 1950s, the value of the dollar has a very substantial effect on agricultural prices. Basically, when the dollar goes down, ag prices rise. And when the dollar rises, which, for instance, is what we saw very aggressively in the early 1980s and what we've seen again for periods in the last 5 years, when that happens, when the dollar goes up, ag prices go down. So our policy, so this supports the policy we strongly advocated, the U.S. taking action to bring down the value of the dollar.
So now, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm going to, you know, just throw some ideas out there and get your reaction to them, Jeff. But so it's kind of, can you say it's kind of a double-edged sword? I mean, strength of the dollar obviously is good for our buying power in the world, but strength of the dollar lowers the buying power of the rest of the world for our products, and that's, so is it a double-edged sword? Is there a balancing act in there? Where is that balance point at?
Well, you're absolutely right. It is a double-edged sword, and it is a balancing act to choose the right value for the dollar. Essentially, raising the dollar up high enables us to buy foreign goods more cheaply, but it undermines our productive capacity because our goods become more competitive, more expensive than the rest of the world. So you've got to choose the right value, and there's a lot of different pressure groups that benefit from different things. I mean, the most obvious one is Wall Street. The financial community likes a strong dollar for a number of reasons. It lets them buy foreign assets very cheaply. And, you know, what that means is that their customers are American corporations. They can go to American corporations and say, hey, you can get a good deal, you know, buying this corporation in Europe or China or Africa when we've got a strong dollar. Also, the strong and strengthening dollar helps them sell treasury bonds around the world. So the financial community has always historically pushed for a strong currency. Now, if you're a tourist going to Italy, sure, you can buy those Italian shoes cheaper if you've got a strong dollar. But the thing to remember for those of us who make a living every day of the week is a more competitive dollar enables foreigners to buy our goods more easily, makes us more competitive around the world. So whether you're a farmer or a manufacturer or a worker working in a manufacturing establishment, on balance, you're better off with a lower dollar because that's going to stimulate your business and help you pull in more revenue. And, of course, you know, for most farmers, it's all about what they can sell the crop for and what the revenue is going to be when you get to the end of the year because they've got to meet their debts and their other obligations.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a unique situation, you know, and the most recognizable one for folks here in North Dakota is probably the exchange rate between us and Canada. When our dollar's strong, you know, we can buy things in Canada more reasonably, but when our dollar's strong, we see less folks coming down across the border and doing their retail shopping down here in North Dakota or taking their vacations down here. So, you know, North Dakota sees that very directly sharing a border with our Canadian friends up here. And but it is important for folks to know that in the discussion of all these trade deals, and you said it at the beginning, that the dollar value plays one of the most important roles just as much as tariffs or VAT tax or phytosanitary issues or other things that cost money for our goods to be imported into other or exported into other countries. This the strength of the dollar plays one of the major roles. And so, what in your mind, Jeff? What is the what percentage, or I guess on a scale of 1 to 10, the importance that the strength of the dollar plays in trade in comparison to those other things?
Well, you know, in many ways, it is the most important effect because all the other things you're talking about, tariffs and other barriers or other subsidies, you know, Canadian dairy, they're limited to a single industry, whereas the dollar affects every industry because every American is selling products for dollars. And so that exchange rate affects every single industry. So it's a very broad phenomenon. And, you know, Canada is a little more complicated. We really have to talk. I mean, you're right when you say that Canadians will come across the border and shop if the dollar is cheap because they can get a good deal. So that's, you know, that's it's definitely true that the dollar value compared to the good old loonie is a significant phenomenon for folks living close to the border. But for many of our products, Canada is not our biggest customer, right? So if you look at something like the Korean won, we did a trade deal with Korea. Korea sent the trade deal did not mention currencies at all. Korea has consistently held down the value of its currency. In other words, propped up the value of the dollar compared to the won. And that has hurt our ability to export into Korea. And that's why the Trump administration has been pushing to bring currencies into these trade agreements and say, hey, listen, not only can't you block our exports, but you can't manipulate your currency to hurt the value of the dollar and hurt our exports that way. And there's been a, it has not been completely successful yet, because obviously countries on the other side, like South Korea, they want to manipulate their currency. They've been doing it for 30 years, and they've been getting away with it. So, this has hurt the U.S. You know, it helps U.S. prestige to think the U.S. dollar is very powerful. I can, travel the world and buy things cheaply, but it hurts the productive capacity of the U.S. economy.
Well, and see, that's the thing that I wanted that message to get out, that currency manipulation is one of the reasons that the Trump administration is trying to take a stand with these countries on these trade deals, because it's not just the tariff or the tax, but it's the currency manipulation that puts us at a disadvantage. And I don't think a lot of people really truly put that into the equation, and it's great to have that out in the open, Jeff. And I think that's important for people, the listeners of What's On Your Mind, to know, as Scott says, the greatest and smartest listeners in the world right here in North Dakota listening to the show. But a lot of times that equation gets left out. So it's great information you shared today. Is there anything else you want to share yet?
Well, I would just add that currency manipulation and the dollar's overvaluation is a problem for all American industry, and it's a double whammy for agriculture, because not only does it make our goods less competitive when the dollar's too high, but it actually affects the studies show it affects the state of the ag market. When the dollar rises, foreigners can't afford our products as much. It also has a stimulating effect on their markets, so they produce more. So that hurts our farmers sort of two ways, coming and going, if you like. So this is a very important phenomenon. As you say, it's kind of under the radar because it's a bit technical and economic. So a lot of ordinary people don't understand it very well. But we've got to take it out of the hands of Wall Street and make sure everybody understands it. And the Trump administration is far from the first administration that said, hey, there's currency manipulation going on and that's hurting our business. They are the first administration trying actively to do something about it.
Well, and that's exactly right. It's been talked about in a lot of lip service, and now we've got some action going on. And I don't want to diminish, I've said this before, I don't want to diminish the angst or anxiety that exists in the ag community while these negotiations are going on. But there is, when you're trying to fix something that's been a problem for a long time, just like when you fix problems on your own farm or ranch or within your own business or within your own family, there's a little pain to that fix. It doesn't come easy necessarily, and it doesn't come without a little bit of a price once in a while. And so we got to have people, but we encourage President Trump to move through these things as quickly as possible. So what's your outlook on these trade deals of time frame, when they're going to get done? How long do you think this is going to extend out, Jeff?
Oh, I think this is the duration of the Trump administration. The next 3 years, we're going to be engaged in action and changes and negotiations on trade deals involving, NAFTA and Europe. I mean, not that there's a trade deal with Europe, but, there's other negotiations trying to get them to reduce their surplus so our deficit can be reduced and we can get back to balance and sell more around the world. And these currency discussions and this fight with China, there's no question that's going to go on for years, because China is utterly determined to build up an economy to challenge ours, and I think they're going to do that. But the issue is, we can't let them do it by stealing our intellectual property and hurting our corporations.
So, hold that thought. What's in your mind? More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, I'm Elise.
Chevrolet Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that run. High, it's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
On your mind, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or text 701-226-8503. Scott Hennon off today, off Monday. Daryl Lease is in today, and Monday, by the way, he'll be in studio, but today is it a very special event, Daryl?
Yeah, it's great to be able to sit in for Scott again, and thanks to the crew for allowing me to do it remote today via phone. As Todd said, I'm phoning it in today from Watford City, the beautiful city in the west here, in the McKenzie County Fair. So just watching the livestock show go on here. They started with the pigs this morning. They just named their grand champion market hog here just while we were on break. And so I'm going to try and catch that young man sometime in the 10 o'clock hour to visit with him that was just named the champion. But right now we have Jeff Ferry with us, and Jeff was kind of explaining some things to us and sharing with us the importance of the value of the American dollar and currency manipulation when it pertains to trade. Jeff, thanks for being with us again. And you were trying to finish a thought there before the break. And if you can remember where you were, do you want to pick up from there or share anything else that you have on the value of the dollar and how it affects trade and how it can be good for agriculture or how it can be damaging to agriculture based on what happens with that dollar value?
I think I was just saying that the dollar is a double whammy for agriculture because not only does it make our goods less competitive in the world when the dollar goes up, but also when the dollar goes up, there tend to be other things going on in the economy like interest rates rising that hurt the farm community as well. So that's why we support policies that can bring down the dollar. And we'd love to see the government go for some of those policies.
Yeah, and that's, you know, like I said on the break off air there, Jeff, it's great information that you're sharing here today. I don't think people, you know, truly can, you know, it takes a lot to dig in as an individual to really know all the pieces that come together that affect trade negatively or positively. And too many times we focus on that one word called a tariff, when there are other things that are, you know, tariff is a tax, basically. And there's other things like VAT taxes, and there's phytosanitary things, and there's permits, and there's, you know, discounts, and there's, you know, quality standards and quantity caps. And I mean, you just, and then you throw in the currency and value or currency manipulation practices by other countries, and it just makes for, you know, a big pot of sausage that's getting stirred up with many, many different things that are very technical, and especially the currency thing. I mean, I'll admit that, you know, I read up and try and study on the currency thing and dollar values and how it affects things, but it's a complicated deal to understand that because there's so many different currencies and so many different things going on in each country that affect currency values. So final thoughts, Jeff, before we let you go here this morning. We appreciate your time. What say you to end the segment here?
Sure. I think, as you were saying before, this is not an overnight battle, and you can't judge it by any one tariff or even any one trade deal. I mean, this country has been in deficit for 42 years, $560 billion trade deficit. You know, certain industries, certain agricultural sectors have very healthy export balances. But overall, we've got to get this country exporting more, importing less, and focusing on building up productive capacity, whether that's productive capacity in the fields or in the factory. And that's what we're focused on at the Coalition for a Prosperous America.
Well, that's great. We appreciate your time, your expertise, your dedication to bring your knowledge to the folks out here in the great state of North Dakota and our surrounding states. And those listening in Canada and across the World Wide Web also. So, Jeff Ferry, thank you very much. And you have a great final end here to the Independence Day week.
That's great. Thanks a lot, Darrell. Same to you.
All right. Wow, Todd, a lot of good information there that Jeff shared with us today. And if you got thoughts on that, listeners out there, call in, give us your thoughts on that. It's so much to consume, you know. Todd, it's anytime you start talking financial stuff, it really complicates things. But when you're dealing with multitudes of different values of currency and different policies and countries that change that value in currency, it's mind-boggling. And how that can have an effect is, I think he said it right. It's probably the most important factor because it touches every industry, not just one specific negotiating factor per segment of people involved in trade. So it's amazing. It's just simply amazing how much our dollar plays in trade negotiation. So I'm standing here, Todd, and I look over to my left and I see the carnival setting up and they got the Ferris wheel that they're putting the seats on. Do you want to come up and ride that later?
You know, for some reason, carnival rides and I quit getting along as I discovered the hard way about 25 years ago. I had the chance to introduce Johnny Cash at the Ohio State Fair, and then the radio station person I was with said, hey, let's go over on the whatever the heck ride it was. And, yeah, that was a big mistake. So I think I need to pick very carefully. But I'll leave that for you. I think that's for people that can appreciate that a little bit more than me.
I used to love going on rides, but, boy, I tell you what, I can't
The Scrambler, that was the ride, the Scrambler. I couldn't think of the name of the ride. What's on your mind? We've got another hour coming up. Stand by.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supported all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Burley, McHenry, Morton, Foster, Sheridan, and Cass counties, and farm equipment and retirement auctions in Steele, Bowman, Cheyenne, and Carson, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.